I generally, you know what, in the first like 6 months that we did this show, I wouldn't go out the night before because I have such high respect for it.
Then what happened?
No, I absolutely still do. But obviously that's changed a little bit where I go out and mix it up a little bit. But,
so you went rocking last night
to
Arcade Fire.
Well, Corby sent me a text midday, said, I got an extra ticket to Arcade Fire. You want to go? I'm aware of Arcade Fire at this point. I don't know, you know, any of their music, but I'm like, yeah.
Are we going to play their music as bump music today?
Yeah, we got a few, yeah.
All right.
Cuts we'll play the next few breaks, but I mean...
They just won the Grammy for
yeah,
album
exactly.
Of the year.
The Suburbs, I believe, is the album that that won it. So it was myself, Corby, his friend Troy, and our show nemesis Chris Fitzpatrick. Yes, I know.
Why would you be caught?
I don't want to be.
God,
Fitz.
Anyway, so
but it was us four went to the shoe, and it was at Super Pages. What is that thing called now? Starplex.
Thunderlips, Superpages,
Gexa
the Thunderlips Center,
Thunderlips.
That's
Hulk Hogan in Rocky III or whatever. Yeah. God,
that actually came out just a couple days ago on there, so
yeah,
that wasn't out of nowhere completely. But the guy, I believe it was Patrick, the guy who runs the Tuwaka Club, which is that little VIP thing that's kind of behind.
Well, you guys had the Corby music.
Dude,
playing.
When you're living with a snake.
Wow.
It's a whole new world.
VIP club.
It's really fun.
Wow.
It's really awesome. But
so
that guy
were
took,
you like stage, right on stage?
Well, we were in a box. Cash. You kidding? It was a little box hovering over the stage.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But it was the little box. It was kind of by the soundboard.
I believed
you. Yeah, I know, really. Like, what? No, it wasn't.
I've never seen that.
We went to that Tuwaka place, and the guys took great care of us. You got to, I don't know, I don't even know how you get in there if you just buy a ticket or that's the angle you go with, but those
was
guys.
Was there a password or a handshake?
No. You just walked in, showed your ticket.
Oh.
But that thing is the way to go, dude. If you want to go all out and you're going to that JEXA Energy Center, check out that Tuwaka Fun Club or whatever.
Short lines for drinks and all that
no
stuff?
No lines for drinks.
Oh, that's good.
Bathroom, you know, you don't have to deal with the riffraff, you know? You can just do your thing. But they took great care of us. The seats were amazing. And, dude, Arcade damn Fire. What are you doing? You hacking in the can again? Oh, my God. Very good. I mean, I had a great time. Like I said, Fitz brought me a couple CDs in the afternoon. So I was crash coursing it yesterday. And, I mean, badass.
Really?
I mean, and the thing is, there was like eight of them. Guys, girls, there's violins, there's multiple drummers just jumping around the drum kit and
so
wailing
like,
on.
It's like a mix between the Polyphonic Spree and like Stomp or something. With
well, yeah, yeah, maybe. I mean, it's totally.
I mean, is it a big show thing going on or?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, some monitors and lights and some scene, I felt like costume changes. I don't know. Maybe that was just in my head, but. Yeah, it was a hell of a performance. Complete thumbs up. They actually had the lawn blocked off, so you couldn't be in the lawn. So everybody was packed. Yeah, yeah. Everybody was packed under the pavilion area.
They didn't have like curtains or anything, did they?
No, no.
To close it off.
Not like Charlie Sheen, where they hide it so it looks like there's more people. Yeah, no. But it was weird because about halfway through, about an hour into the show, I mean, these dudes are like peaking. I mean, this place is rocking, and Corbin and I are like. This is the, you know, this is it. You're building to the end, and we just started. And it just it maintained that energy.
Really?
All the way to the end of the show. Then they obviously did an encore. You know, it's cool to see bands sometimes that you know nothing about and just go in there blind and, you know, trust that it's going to be good and complete thumbs up.
I was waffling back and forth as to going or not.
But well, hindsight, you should have now. But,
well, then we both look like you right now.
Yeah.
So, hey, sometimes you give and you take, Samuel.
My head is not right today. We party.
Man?
Yeah, that was safe, man.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
So, but very good time. Snake took real good care of us. He hooked me up with the ticket, so thanks to him.
So, your box, was there cushiony seats?
Yes, exact movie theater seats.
Really?
Yes, red, cushy, recline.
How far back?
You know.
Like, there was a general, was there any general?
Yeah, there was a little pit, and then the first few rows, and then box. And there's no one in the seats in front of us in the box. I mean, just private.
Look at you.
Just the best. That's what I deserve. You know, when I look in the mirror.
You deserve all the best things.
I look in there and I say, I want the best. That's what I deserve.
And
I've worked so hard.
The finest clothing and foods.
So.
Desserts, pastries.
Mm-hmm. We left the car there. I got to go take Fitz to the car because we couldn't drive after
really?
That. Yeah.
You cab it back?
Yeah, we cabbed to Victory Park and had some fun there as well. Ran into Followeasy at Victory Park.
Really?
Or Victory Park, yeah. That guy's missing basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he's done on TV, right?
Yeah.
He's so, all worked up.
Yeah, he's shuddering and
jittering. Yeah, he needs some hoops. He needs some hoops bad.
Do you need me to give you a ride after this?
I don't know.
To go pick up the car?
Maybe.
Mm, okay.
There you go. That's a little recap time. I left out all the good stuff, too. That's the worst part. But what can you do?
No, can't do it.
Can't say most of that stuff.
No, you can't. The whole thing about that.
Nothing.
No.
It was fun.